For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. In biblical times, the job of a shepherd was considered a lowly position, far removed from the daily interactions of society. However, the scripture often uses the imagery of Christ as the shepherd caring for his sheep, Christians. While Psalms 23 is the most well-known passage, this morning Pastor Holland will examine the book of Ezekiel to further explore the relationship between the shepherd and sheep. It is a wonderful thought that our Creator has a desire to be involved with the direction and provisions of our daily lives. We will now begin the two-part series entitled, The Lord is Our Shepherd.
Take your Bibles, if you would, turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 34. The title of the message is, The Lord is Our Shepherd. He's not just my shepherd. I'm glad that He is my shepherd individually. So if you have your Bibles today, I'll just begin by reading verses 11 through 13. The Bible said, For thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. As the shepherd seeketh out the flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all the places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and in all the inhabited places of the country. Today, as we come to the passage of Scripture, we find in the Bible there's over 200 names that are given throughout the Scripture to Jesus. And many of them are precious to all the saints and have been a comfort as we journey through life. But I believe the most encouraging, comforting one to me is the title that was given to him as the shepherd. Now, when you think of a shepherd, that's not a prestigious position for the shepherds of the old day in the old country. Most of the shepherds, maybe perhaps they're unkempt, maybe unshaven, maybe even unbathed for days as they're out on the field or pasture, wherever they are, attending their flock. And it doesn't seem to be like an important thing, but it is an important thing to the sheep. If the sheep didn't have the shepherd, you know, we've often been referred to in the Bible as being sheep. But let me tell you, sheep are not smart. Now, I'm not saying you're not smart. I know we got some smart sheep. But basically, sheep need direction and guidance. And so when I think about Jesus being my shepherd, it encourages my heart and it gives me hope for every day that I live. I hear all the sad tragedies, but I'm glad today we have a shepherd that's the shepherd of our flock and watches over us. The kings and the religious leaders of that day, as we look into the context, had neglected the sheep. And the sheep were suffering the consequences. And by the way, I believe today, even in our society, that the men that are supposed to be preaching the Word of God, many of them are neglecting the sheep. Friend, I believe today that it's my job to come to you today and to try to encourage you and strengthen you in the Word of God. For you to go away not thinking about what I said, but thinking about what God said through me to teach you that God does care about you and all that you do. And I think today that that's where we need to be in our society, is tending our flock, taking care of our sheep, and doing what is necessary. But overall, Jesus is our lead shepherd. Now, in this passage of Scripture, this literally has not been fulfilled yet. This is talking about the millennial reign of Christ, when Christ will come and act as a shepherd in what He does and what He will do for the sheep. However, I do believe today that there's a lot of practical application here. And so as I kind of lift it out of context today, it's still very biblical as it describes the kind of shepherd that we have. The blood-bought church of God, those who are saved by the grace of God, Jesus is our shepherd. And what He promised to Israel, He's promised to us and will do for us if we put our trust in Him. Now, the first thing we noticed today in our text was the purpose of the shepherd. The shepherd had one purpose, and that was to watch over, protect, to guide, to provide for the sheep in every area of their life. The Bible said, first of all, the thing that he does was to go out and search for the sheep. To search for the sheep. Look with me in verses 11 and the first part of 12. For thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. As the shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among the sheep that are scattered. Friend, I want you to know today, the shepherd is concerned not just about some of his sheep. He's concerned about all of his sheep. If one sheep strays away, the shepherd will leave the flock after he has secured them and got them in a place of safety, and he will go after the one that has fallen away. I remember in Sunday school as a young boy, I remember a picture that hung on our wall in our Sunday school class of a little sheep that had fell, and he fell over the crevice of the mountain, and he was kind of in a little place there where he had not fallen all the way down. And the shepherd taking the crook of his cane and reaching down and scooping that one up and bringing him back to himself in order that he might bring him back to the fold. Many times when that took place, the shepherd would break the leg of that little sheep. Now, you said that was cruel. No, it was the best thing that had ever happened because it would remind that sheep that he ought never to go astray again. He ought never to go to a place where he should not be. But the shepherd cared about the sheep. He cared about every one of them, and his job was to search for the sheep. When it came time at night, they, I'm sure, had a head count. They would count how many they had, and if there was one missing, they would go out and find them. And friend, today, I want you to know God is just as concerned today about the church of God and many of them who have gone astray that need to be brought back to the fold. And maybe even some that have never repented and been saved by the grace of God. I think today of the joy of coming to the house of God and preaching. I enjoy preaching and I appreciate the opportunity to minister and to pastor in this place. But I want you to know more than anything, there's no greater joy at Victory Baptist Church in heaven than when a person repents of their sin and gets saved by the grace of God. That ought to be something to shout about. It ought to be something we ought to get excited about. And I tell you today, rather than look at it as a mundane thing, something that just happens when it happens, we ought to understand today, God's purpose as our shepherd is to see that we become His sheep and are saved by the grace of God and the joy in heaven. The Bible said in Luke 19:10, Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. And friend, today God is still in the soul-searching business to find those who are lost and bring them safe into the fold. The second thing we notice is not only to search for the sheep, but to separate the sheep. You see, Israel had to be separated from Egypt and Pharaoh. God told Moses, I want you to go down to Egypt and I want you to demand, Pharaoh, let my people go. And God had to separate them. Egypt is a type of the world. And He said they needed to be separated from that. You know, Jesus is in the delivery business. He's delivering souls every day. He's healing the brokenhearted and those who are sick. Aren't you glad today that we have a shepherd that cares about us? He cares about us when we're broken. He cares about us when we're going through difficult times. I want you to know today He cares about everything and every person and every event and everything that happens in our life. And He cares about us, and that's what God has sent Him here for, in order that He might do these things that He's mentioned in Luke 4:18, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance. Friend, I got news for you. There's deliverance today. There's deliverance in the Lord Jesus Christ. To the drug addict that says there is no hope, I say, beg your pardon, sir, there is hope, and our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. To the drunkard, to the prostitute, to the harlot, to those that are away from God, there's hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because He came in order that He might separate the sheep. I want to tell you today, God allows us to live in the world, but we're not to be of the world. We're to be of that which is right in the sight of God, doing what He'd have us to do that would separate us and separate the sheep in that manner. Then look with me, if you would, at verse number 13. He wants to succeed His sheep. I want you to notice all the I wills there. He said in verse 13, I will bring them out. And will bring them to their land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers. So He's constantly saying, I will. In fact, in verse 14, again we'll see, He said, I will feed them in the good pasture. Jesus will never fail His sheep. He is our shepherd. He's the chief shepherd. And He's the greatest shepherd that ever lived and walked upon the face of the earth. I'm glad today that we find Him as He searches for His sheep. And He separates His sheep. And He's still in the separating business, but He wants to succeed for His sheep. I often hear people talking about, well, I believe God wants us to fail. Friend, that's as far from wrong as it could be. There's no shepherd that would ever want to see his sheep fail. There's never a shepherd that would want to see his sheep go astray. And I tell you today, our shepherd cares about his sheep, and he says, I will deliver. Friend, today, the only way he can deliver is when we come back to him. We realize where we are and come back to the understanding that we need to come and worship him and be faithful to him. Yes, he will deliver us. He will bring us back to the place of fellowship. He will restore our soul. He'll bring us in the path that we need to be. So the purpose of the shepherd is to be mindful of the sheep, much like a mother and dad. When your children are born, it's your responsibility to care for your children. It's your responsibility to protect your children. It's your responsibility to provide for your children. It's your responsibility to do whatever they need to do in order that you might raise them in the way that God would have you to raise them. And friend, likewise, the shepherd is concerned about all his sheep, not just some of them, but all of them, in order that he might minister to and meet their needs. But second of all, we see the power of the shepherd in verses 14 through 16. Thank God today for his awesome power. I'm glad today that my shepherd has all the power he needs to take care of our needs. First of all, I want you to notice he has the power to refresh us. Look, if you would, just the first part of 14. He said, I will feed them in a good pasture. Look at verse 15. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down. His promise is to feed the sheep. His food gives them the nourishment that they need. And friend, today, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory, because he cares about you. He's going to lead you to the place of refreshment. He is going to lead you to the place of nutrition and give you what you need in order that you might make it on your journey in this life. Sometimes we toil and labor and we get weary. That's why he said, let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I think back over the years as a young Christian beginning serving the Lord, many times I remembered how I would think that this was an effort that was not benefit, it was not helping, and perhaps there was no reward for. But I tell you, the older I get and the closer I get to the Lord, and one day being with him, friend, I want you to know today, I don't want to grow weary in well-doing. I want to be faithful in serving the Lord until he calls me home. I'm not ready to give up. I'm not ready to give out. I'm not ready to sit down. I want to do what I need to do. And in doing that, God will refresh me on a daily basis. Every day that we rise, we must understand that he'll give us what we need to make it through the day. But not only does he want to refresh us, and by the way, we oftentimes need refreshing, don't we? Oftentimes I've heard people that have said that, literally, perhaps they've heard the Word of God, and they said it was like a fresh breath of air that I got that kept me going on. And we find his purpose is not only to feed us, but to rest us. The Bible said, there shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And not only does he want to refresh us, but he wants to rest us. Friend, I believe today that we need to be busy in the Lord's work. I believe we need to be faithful in doing what God would have us to do. But friend, there's times that we just need rest. We just need the rest that God provides and gives, and come to him.
In such a tumultuous world, God has promised that he will take our burden and provide us rest. Are you seeking rest from the pressure of society? The truth of the Scripture can provide you with a breath of fresh air or even change your life. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792.
We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.